Hi, is this Sergio?
Yes.
Hey Sergio, this is Shaw from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are
Good.
you?
It's good. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Yes, that's good.
Okay, perfect. So I've been working on your file here with Kyle. I'm the underwriter that's working on everything. I know it's been taking a little bit of time. We just had a lot of delays because of certain things happening. But I'll go over
Okay.
your file with you right now. So according to my notes, you're looking for about 35,000.
Around there. I mean,
Around that.
if I can get more and more, but it
Sure.
depends,
Of
the
course.
situation.
Okay. Can you tell me about what you're looking to use the funds for? Elaborate a little bit.
Inventory and expand my office.
Nice. Okay. Inventory, what type of inventory?
Cars, vehicles.
Cars. Okay. What type of do you sell used or new cars?
Use.
Used. Okay. All right.
And I'm thinking of hiring another employee.
Hiring
It's
another employee.
myself, but maybe just one, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're working by yourself right now?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm looking to, and my business is doing well so far,
That's
so I'm
good.
looking for someone and expand. That's
That's
about
good.
it, you know what I mean? Buy inventory
Sure.
and a little bit of remodel my office and expand my office to a bigger
More.
office in the
Oh,
same
nice.
building.
That's good. Work with a lot of used car dealers and auto shops too. That's one of the main things that they do. And
Yeah.
then of that, 35,20 is looking to pay off a loan you have right now with Direct Capital.
Yes, that's what I want to do, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And can I ask why you're looking to pay them off?
Because that way I can only pay one
Just one
payment.
payment, right? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So I'm going to go over some things on your file here, if you don't mind me being frank. The first thing I want to talk to you about is your tax return. I see here that last year you did about 75,000, and then this year you're tracking to do about 700. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Can you tell me about what happened last year?
The Kai didn't explain to you.
Just a little bit, but I kind of just want to make sure I get all the information.
Right. Well, the thing is that last year I only do cash sales. And this year, and starting March, I hook up with this bank in Los Angeles that I've been sending deals. And they buy the loans from me, so it's a huge difference when you do finance or when you sell cash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He told me about that. Like last year, I mean, this year, basically, you got someone to do financing for you, and that's why your sales are much better this year.
Yeah,
That's good.
and I'm looking for another bank to buy loans from me, and obviously when you do that, it's a lot of work. You sell more, but you want to relieve some stress by hiring someone else, and there's more paperwork involved. It's not like a cash deal. You
Yeah.
sell it like
Easy.
25 minutes. 30-minute finance is different.
Yeah, and sometimes you get to keep some of the cash for yourself without, putting
Right.
it, in the books. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good there. I got that information. Just wanted to clarify, that's all. And then
That's
also,
fine.
yeah, and then the second thing I want to talk about is since this is a cash-based loan, we look at the bank statement pretty heavily. So looking at your bank statement here, there's a little bit of volatile in the bank statement. So you're tracking to about like 50, 40 per month in deposits. Last month you did, or last month in August, you did really good. You had 100,000 deposited, and then last month it went down to 30 something thousand in deposits. Can you tell me a little bit about what happened there? Why the drop of the sales?
When
Last
was the
month.
100,000?
100,000 was in August, and then September
Okay.
you were 34.
Well, this is the reason why. September, I only sold 5 cars.
Oh, I see.
And then August, I sold like 12 or 13 cars.
Oh, nice. That's good. All by
But
yourself?
August was good for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, and then that's the huge difference. I based it on my books. This Monday was kind of, September was kind of slow for me.
Is it usually slow in September for you guys?
Sometimes, yeah. I was checking last year, and it was the same thing in September.
I see. Okay.
And then it started picking up in November and December. Yeah. I did good last year, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was cash last year. But, you know, I'm hoping to this year, now that I do finance, hopefully to increase that, you know, the units that I sell for month.
Yeah.
In November, October, and December.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because I have a handicap to, you know, it's easy to take $1,500 down or $2,000 down than people to buy a car for $7,000 cash.
Yeah. And then also, what's the average ticket price for you guys?
What's the average what?
Ticket price? Like, what's the average, like, price for your cars?
The average price, it ranges from $699, $799.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes the most expensive car I have, it's probably $1,399, $1,499.
Okay.
It never passed $1,500.
Ah, I see.
But the average, I would say average between 4,000 and 7,000.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but,
like,
you know, it's in that range, it's 6,000 and 8,000.
Okay. So kind of
a
little bit older car, like a 07 or...
Yeah, exactly.
That sort of thing. Okay. Cool.
And I sell a lot of Japanese. That's why my business is kind of success because, you know, I don't no offense to no one,
okay.
Any other brands, but, you know,
yeah.
I deal a lot with the Japanese cars.
Yeah, I mean, they have really good, they keep their value, you know, the Japanese cars.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the only type of car I would buy is Japanese or Korean or that sort of car.
Right.
They're very good.
Right. I mean, American, they're good, but in trucks or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're good for first few years, you know, and then
you know,
they have all the bells and whistles and all that good stuff, and then they start breaking.
And then the other thing that German cars, like luxury cars, sell Lexus because Lexus is Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And Mercedes and BMWs, they're good cars. I mean, don't get me wrong, but you know, the thing
good.
Is that they're very expensive to fix, and I don't have that market right now. You know, I don't have the people to buy those type of cars, you know?
Yeah. I have one of our family cars is a old Audi. It's been about 10 plus years, and I don't put that much money on there to fix it. It's so good.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah.
Okay. And how's this month looking for you so far?
This month I already sold a couple cars.
Couple cars? Okay.
Yeah, I sold a...
More than...
Corolla.
Nice. Did you sell more than September already?
No, not yet. I only sold so far... You know what? Actually, so far, 3 or 4 cars yet.
3 or 4 cars? Okay.
So I'm hoping September I only did 5. Four, but I'm hoping to sell more of this.
That's good. That's
the key.
3 to 4.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 3 to 4 in one, you know, week and a half. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay.
Especially
cool.
in my business, that I'm running by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I just needed some clarification on that, just because as an underwriter, I really look heavily at the sales. Just want to make sure you can afford.
Yeah.
No.
No, and I understand. I deal, you know, all the time with underwriters because they are the ones that call my customer when I do finance for the interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I understand the process. You know?
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
And then let's see here. And then give me 1 second. I just lost your file. Let me click back in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. That's all I actually just needed some clarification on this. I'm looking to finalize everything within the next few hours. I know it's been taking some time. I do apologize for that. I just needed these clarification. I'm going to relook at everything. I have one or two program in mind right now that I think would work out for you. And also, I just wanted to see if, like, for example, if I weren't able to pay off the direct capital for you, would you be open to just a second loan on top?
Well, it depends.
Depends on the price, right?
That's the key. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. But I just want to make sure.
That's what I was talking to Kyle. If they really want, Phil.
Yeah.
You know, he was nice, customer service and everything, but everything comes to the point that your company is going to represent you good with good rates. You wanted my bank statement, so there's my bank statement right there.
Yep.
You want to see my credit? There's my credit.
Yep.
You know, but if you guys come with someone, I mean, that doesn't make sense, and then, you know what I mean? It depends on the rate.
Yeah, exactly. But I just want to make sure, because some people that I talk to, they only want to pay off the other loan and get a, you know, extra money on top. But if you're open to that, then it gives me a little bit more leeway to look at other options for you. So I just want to make sure that's okay with you.
No, that's fine. You can give me as many options. You know, if you have more options, then it's even better for me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, sounds good. So I'm going to look at some things for you. I'm going to touch base with you later on today. If I don't give you a call today, I'll call you tomorrow morning, okay? You're in the same time zone as me, I believe. Yeah.
Yes.
California, yeah. So I'll call you in the morning, if anything, if not today.
What time you go home today?
Today we leave at 3:30, so we're early.
Oh, okay. So that's good. And you get to go and join your family at 4 o'clock, that's it.
Yeah.
Not me, you know.
Yeah, I have friends that sell cars, and it's crazy. I don't know how you guys do it, you know. They have to come in on the weekend.
Right.
You know, whenever the customer has time is when you guys come in, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, you sacrifice a lot, but sometimes, I mean, if you like doing it, that's the key, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so your name is, how do you pronounce your name?
Ja.
Ja, okay.
Yep. Cool.
All right, Ja, so okay, let me know. All right, thank you very much, okay?
No problem, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.